Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's an Odyssey station.
Odyssey.
And listen, you can get the Odyssey app, and that's where you can listen to all sorts of cool stuff.
Odyssey.
So, would you like to listen to our show? Well, you know how you can do it. You can do it on
Odyssey.
That's it. Would you like the music, the news, the sports, and podcasts that move you? You know where to go.
Odyssey.
Huh? Really? Okay.
I don't know.
I'm trying to work on my dying Mary Poppins impression.
It was really good.
Or dying Marge Simpson.
Dying Mary Poppins?
I don't know. What's the first thing that came to mind?
Dying Mary Poppins. Boy, that's
the name of my metal band in high school.
That's what it was. you know what? I mean, there's a lot of quality things you can listen to on the Odyssey app and this show. A-U-D-A-C-Y. What does that spell out?
Odyssey.
Yeah, that's what it spells out.
Let's play Beat Mix.
Odyssey. It's time to play the
Odyssey.
Game.
It's Wednesday, so maybe we could whack him instead.
Whack it. Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo!
Whack it.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Sam and Squim. Sam, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. Goodbye.
Whack it.
For those playing at home, Sam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Sam, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Manchego is a cheese that comes from a region of which European country?
Italy.
No.
Spain.
Yeah. Stephen Root played Milton in which 1999 comedy?
Pass.
What was the first sport to be televised in the U.S.?
Baseball.
Yes. New Hampshire is bordered by Maine, Vermont, and which other state?
Connecticut.
No.
New York.
No.
New Jersey.
No. In Watchmen, what is the prominent color of Dr. Manhattan?
White?
No.
Blue?
Yes. What is the main ingredient in satay sauce?
Pass.
Qantas is the largest airline company for which country?
Australia.
Yes. The Chow Chow is a breed of what animal?
Dog.
Yes. Which James Bond actor also appeared in the movie Lara Croft Tomb Raider?
Daniel Craig.
Yes. On which U.S. river is the Grand Coulee Dam?
The Columbia.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Ooh, interesting.
Interesting.
It's going to be an interesting game, I believe.
You feel that's going to be interesting. Why is that?
Jacket.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be interesting.
No, oh, all right. Well, that did nothing there.
Well, I felt, you know, I was channeling you.
You're keeping the mystery alive.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll have to see how Steve does. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Manchego is a cheese that comes from a region of which European country?
Italy.
No.
Manchego.
Manchego.
France.
No.
Greece.
No.
Oh.
Spain. Yep.
Damn it.
Yep. Stephen Root played Milton in which 1999 comedy?
Office Space.
Yes. What was the first sport to be televised in the U.S.?
Sport to be televised in the U.S. Basketball.
No.
Baseball.
Yes. New Hampshire is bordered by Maine, Vermont, and what other state?
Maine, Vermont, and New York.
No.
Maine, Vermont, and Pennsylvania.
No.
Maine, Vermont, and New Jersey.
No. In Watchmen, what is the prominent color of Dr. Manhattan?
Blue.
Yes.
His dong is blue.
Yes, it is. What is the main ingredient in satay sauce?
Peanut butter?
No.
Soy sauce?
No.
Satay?
No. Qantas is the largest airline company for which country?
Iran?
No.
Iraq?
No.
Canada?
No. The Chow Chow is a breed of what animal?
Dog.
Yes. In which James Bond actor also appeared in the movie Lara Croft Tomb Raider?
Daniel Craig?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Steve, you lose. 7-5.
Yeah, very interesting. Nice work, Sam.
Whoa.
We got 1-1.
1-1. Nice.
Whoa. We got a good work, Sam.
Eventually, well, yes.
Yeah, we're going to have the tiebreaker someday, but this is awesome.
I'm looking at the text. It's always fun to see things real time.
Wow. Oh, no.
It's like the thread that happens from one texter. It says, will you please stop asking questions about the Northeast U.S.? It's like you want Steve to get a perfect score.
But yet.
A minute later. Okay, you got it wrong this time, LOL.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't know about the Northeast. He only knows about New York and anything around New York.
I don't know map stuff, man.
He doesn't know geography whatsoever.
I kept it with East Coast states.
You did, but you kept getting further and further away. You first said New York, and then you went even further away with Pennsylvania.
I don't know where what is and what.
You know, Steve,
I was going to go with Montreal, but that doesn't count. Yeah.
No. Do you know what New Hampshire is part of?
Maine. Massachusetts.
It's not a part of Massachusetts, but that is
Maine,
the answer,
Massachusetts, but. Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, all part of New England.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you know, you got a guy you work with who's from Massachusetts, and you never throw that guess out ever.
Massachusetts.
It was Massachusetts, yes.
Yeah, I just try not to say that one.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. There's no respect over there in New York. They think they're the only place.
You were very, very close when
I was wicked wrong.
wicked wrong.
And you're a wicked blank H.
What is the main ingredient in satay sauce? You were very close with peanut butter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just peanuts. Yeah.
Yep, just peanuts, buddy.
I know. As I was going along, I'm like, that's got to be the right answer. And I didn't think, duh.
It's peanuts. Got peanut butter. Sam got the Qantas is the largest airline company for Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the official.
You guys were all snickering when I was answering that one. Like, you're all a bunch of know-it-alls, I see.
Yeah.
Well, we knew it because the guy answered it correctly. That's the reason we knew it all.
I was like, what the hell? This seems like it's a no-brainer. And I'm like, now I'm being judged.
Yeah. And I knew it because I wrote the question. So, yeah,
there is that.
Congratulations, Sam, on beating Steve.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam. Got me a song.
Sam,
love that.
Squim.
Steve, you must be digging this because video just surfaced of a pretty cool moment in Kiss's history. I guess back
that's
in 70s.
History? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Back in 76, lead guitarist Ace Frehley got married. And during his wedding, the band jumped on stage and performed a few songs. And as far as anyone knows, it is the earliest recording of them performing without their makeup.
Yeah, I saw it. It's pretty cool because they're all dressed up in like suits. Like it's a full on just like old, like 70s looking wedding. Like it just looks like some random hall that they're at. And they're all just looking like everyday Joes. I mean, with long hair, of course, but like they no makeup. It's pretty cool. It's very grainy, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, man.
How great would that be if you're at that wedding? I mean, first of all, you'd be like, wow, those are the guys in Kiss, and now you know what they look like without makeup. Because that was like, they kept that secret. Like, they did their best to not let anyone know what they look like without makeup.
Yeah, this was an 8mm film, which was, that's what we had back in the day. And, of course, you could see Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons. They'd be smiling. And they would perform their recently released single. This is back in 76, Rock and Roll All Night. And they gave a sneak peek of Shout It Out Loud, which hadn't come out yet.
Crazy.
And here's a clip of them playing Rock and Roll All Night.
Worst wedding band I've ever heard. Terrible. That would be so cool to be there, just to hear them.
Wow.
Just having fun and just cranking out a couple Kiss songs.
Yeah. Man. Of course, that was back when everybody was getting along, sort of, right, Steve?
Oh, I'd imagine so. That was like so in the 70s. They still hadn't become like, I mean, they were definitely on their way to becoming massive superstars. But so, yeah, it was like right around that time. So they probably had love and life together at that point.
Man. I wonder now, you know, if any of them sees that video now, what they think. You know, like if at all it brings back any nostalgia that maybe they could somehow bury the hatchet. What do you think, huh?
No.
Okay.
I think that ship has definitely sailed. Yeah. I think there's been too many attempts and it's never gone well.
They think to themselves, man, we really should have worn makeup that night.
Right? I wonder if, like, Ace is still with that wife, or if it was, he's even like, which wife is that again? I can't remember who I was married at that point, too.
Yeah, well, those were some partying days, that's for sure. Oh, man.
Do you think someone put him up to it, like, get up there and play your songs? Or like, they were just, like, having a good time and... Like, I wonder how that even happened. Because, you know, sometimes you go somewhere and they'll be like, come on, there's a piano right there. Why don't you play? And if someone's like, no, man, I don't feel like, you know, performing. I'm just here for the wedding. I wonder how that worked out.
Well, they had guitars, so unless...
Well, the wedding band that was there.
So they borrowed the wedding band's the guitars, you think?
Oh, yeah.
They did do that. Okay.
Yeah. There was a wedding band, so they just jumped up there and played on the wedding band's instruments.
Oh, wow. Well, that actually was a pretty good, considering that that wasn't their own stuff, and I know how sometimes you like your own stuff. That was pretty good. And that's a good question, Steve. You know, you're in a great mood, hopefully. People are drinking. I got to be thinking it's something they wanted to do just for fun, like camaraderie, brotherhood.
Yeah. Let's crank out one of our songs. Let's try out this new one called Shout It Out Loud, which is, that's hilarious that was not even a song that was popular at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I guess in a way, sometimes you like to test that stuff out. So,
better way than at a wedding.
Yeah. Well, let's see. These are people who love us. If they hate this song, then we know it's not good because these are all of our friends. Oh, that's awesome. Anyway, you can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. We've got a woman who just shared a simple yet effective way to get revenge on her ex. What did she do? You'll hear from her at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman named Christina is on TikTok, and she is going viral after she shared how she got revenge on her ex. And here she is telling us all about that.
Ever since my ex and I broke up in 2016, I've had a very interesting tactic for revenge. My revenge comes in the form of email newsletters. So if I'm in the airport and I need an email address to give to the airport so I can use their Wi-Fi, I give them his. If I want to read an article and they need an email, I'll send them his. Do I want to be updated about events and happenings in the company? Yes. Topics of interest? All of them. And he doesn't know why.
Well, now that it goes viral, I mean, he's going to find out what's happening.
Yeah, he is.
I wish he would have gave his email address so that we could all use it. Could you imagine that?
Oh, man, that would be horrible.
That would also suck, though, if we went to go sign up for some... it's a hot topic. Dang it. He already used that one.
That name has already been used. Because that's how my junk mail has gone through the roof now that, like, you know, my wife uses, like, the same PayPal. I mean, we buy so much stuff for Tatum, so it's like I just have nonstop spam mail from like baby products on my email. Yeah. And it's just like, oh my gosh. And like, that's like just, at least it's stuff that I'm interested in a weird roundabout way, you know, because I have a child. Like for him, he's probably like, why the hell am I getting this stuff?
At least it's, you know, it's not the most horrible way to get revenge on somebody. So
no, I guess it's timeless. You're not like cutting his foot off or anything like that. I mean, it's just a silly, stupid way to get revenge.
Cutting his foot off?
Yeah.
Wow. That really, so you got two options here, don't you?
Yeah. Add him to mailing list or cut the feet off.
Well, he's my friend. He's like, my ex, she's such a bitch. She's signing me up for all these spam mails and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, at least she didn't cut your foot off. Right. And he'd be like, yeah, you know what? You're right.
I'm not sure. I would be like, wow, Steve, really? Those are the only two options that I got. Like, yeah, you're right. I guess I lucked out then.
I guess I'll take this spam mail from JCPenney's.
Yeah, thanks.
There's a woman in England. Her name is Megan. She just shared on Twitter that her ex liked her on a dating app 4 years after he ghosted her and just disappeared.
Do you think she has a different look? Or, I mean, like, how do you, you know what I mean? Like, you think you would notice that that's someone that you once dated?
Well, I've had that happen where, like, a guy that I maybe went on a couple of dates with just kind of stopped talking to me. And then years later, we reconnect or find each other on a dating app. And it's one of those, like, do I like them to see if they liked me? And turns out they're like, yeah, I just wanted to talk to you. I'm sorry how things went out, turned out.
Oh.
And then
this could be the plot to a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. And then we banged. So it's more of a different type of movie.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the Hallmark movie. I mean, or at least they don't show most of that. It's a little bit more romantic than.
Right. I'll have to take a little creative license and make it a little bit nicer and sweeter.
That was less Christmas raunchy. Time.
Yeah. So she got a little bit of revenge on the dude. She liked him back and then sent him a message that said she has a 4-year-old kid he might want to meet. So they definitely did some banging, apparently, in order for her to be able to put this scam out there. She doesn't have a kid, by the way, and we have no idea whether he responded or just said, you know, I'm going to ghost you again.
That'd be great if he just ghosted her again. God, such a pile.
That would be horrible. I mean, I'd have to respond, wouldn't I? It's like, whoa, we have a kid? Damn. Wow.
And then what if she ghosted him for the rest of that time? So now for the rest of his life, he'd be thinking that he has a kid and he's on a quest to find him.
See, now that's ridiculously cruel. I think, you know, at that point, you know, then again, he did ghost her. And if that was possible, they had a kid, though, that is lame.
No, ghosting is a little less harsh than making someone think they have a child. I mean, so stop talking to you. Oh, well, cry me a river. You know what I mean? Like that happens.
But what if she really did have a child and couldn't get in touch with him?
But she doesn't.
I know that, but I was trying to think about the fact, like, well, if he ghosted her and never, of course, maybe she never said we have a kid at the time. So maybe if she did, maybe he would have responded to that and go, hey, I'm pregnant. You may want to get with me here. You may want to figure this out.
Yeah.
It does. Look, her part does suck. I was just thinking, well, it sucked if it actually was true, though, and he never responded to
her. A couple months go by and he's banging on the door. Let me see my child.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is.
There really isn't one.
Ah, revenge.
Now you're
it's you the bitch. Lukewarm topic of the day.
Okay, so a woman on TikTok just shared that she gets revenge on her ex by signing him up for spam mail. Then you got, I guess, some women out there that will cut off your feet. Didn't know about them.
That's true.
Yeah, so based on this, we want to know, what was the best way that you got back at an ex, or the best way an ex got revenge on you? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What was the best way that you got back at an ex, or the best way an ex got revenge on you? Your calls and texts after Sublime.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A woman named Christina on TikTok is going viral after sharing how she got revenge on her ex. And we were wondering, man, how about you? What is the best way that an ex got back at you, or the best way you got back at an ex? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I'm looking at the text line. Someone said my ex took my coffee and the coffee filters because I didn't let her take the coffee pot. See, I like things like that. It's so stupid.
So petty.
You can easily replace that. No one's really getting hurt in the situation, but it's just like a little dig. Like, one last dig, go F yourself.
It really is, man. People just go, you know what, man, I want this. And when you don't give them that, well, whatever.
I'll be honest, I'd take the coffee pot, too.
Yeah, coffee pots are expensive.
Yeah,
I just want to be the person that goes, whatever. You know, I mean, I guess if I had my own personal items, but a coffee pot, I mean, why fight over that?
How about this one? Someone said, I did her mom and her sister the same day.
Yeah!
Oh, whoa!
Now, that's impressive.
That's an overachiever.
Yeah, what was that? Is that like a grand slam, or is that like a triple double? I don't know. What do you call that in the world of sports?
Disturbing.
Back to back dinger.
Yeah.
Oh, disturbing. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what I call it. Oh man, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. So, when have you gotten back at an ex, or the best way an ex got revenge on you?
Just to go back to that one, also just. Do you do the mom first and then the sister, or do you go sister first and then the mom? Like, how does that even work out?
Probably the mom, so she can get to, like, early bird dinner or something.
Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Or at the same time, if they're freaky.
Yeah, I mean, they said the same day, but didn't say the same time.
Okay, gotcha.
So yeah, that's...
Definitely mom.
I feel like mom's an afternooner. And then sister's the nighttime.
Oh, night that cat. Old afternoon delay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because mom's got to get up for work, right? So, you know, the sister, she's partying.
Oh, how about this person said they put sardines in the hole of the curtain rod?
Oh, I've heard that,
Is that a thing?
Yeah, because that's the whole idea is that you're like, where is the smell coming from? You're trying to clean every inch of your house, and you don't really think to look inside of a curtain rod. Well, now you do because that story has been around for years.
Wow.
Yeah, I've heard it in the car panels instead of the in the house. Like you do it, like put them in between the door.
Yeah, I just don't want to mess with sardines.
Yeah.
Anything fishy. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, again, though, if you're trying to really get revenge, you know, you deal with the fish.
Deal with the fish.
And still not as extreme as cutting somebody's foot off, which again, apparently, according to Steve, is
it hasn't happened.
I'm just saying there's a potential of it happening. That's all.
The potential where? In your brain?
It's never a zero chance.
Right. Yeah. You know what? One day there's going to be a news story about someone who cut off their ex's foot. And then you're going to be like, wow, Steve, you were right.
Okay. You know what? Well, I'm counting down the days. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. How about you, Vic? You seem like the understanding type. You would never do anything to get back at anybody.
I wouldn't do anything like physical or anything like that. I'm more of the psychological warfare. Like, I had an ex who would always complain that I like to stay at home, and at the time I wasn't super social. I felt weird going out and hanging out with people I didn't know, and he would always complain about that. So when we broke up, I said, screw it, I'm going to show him I'm going to go make friends, and I'm going to go make friends with all of his friends or people that were in that same circle of group of people that we both interacted with, and they ended up liking me better, and I'm glad I did it because I made a lot of friends and I learned a lot about myself. So what started off as an act of I'll show you turned out to be pretty awesome, and I met some people that I'm going to hopefully have in my life for the rest of my life.
So let me get... Let me get this straight. The guy is your ex because he was basically saying, dude, you really should get out more, and was pissed that you wouldn't get out more, thinking it would be better for you probably. And then when he left is when you decided, I'm going to get out more and show him. And turns out, oh, I guess he was right.
I'm one of those people that if you keep telling me to do something, I'm really not going to want to do it. You should watch this movie. You need to watch this movie. Yeah. Watch it. I'm like, I don't want to now. Don't keep bugging me about it. I'm going
to... Yes, Caesar, I'm not watching Joker.
But, like, so it's something like, okay, no, I want to do that. Same with, like, I think it was the show Firefly. He kept trying to get me to watch it. I'm like, I know I'm going to like it. Just give me time. I'll watch it on my own time. And we broke up. I finally got around to watching it, and I did like it. I knew
this
I would.
This is amazing. Like, you do everything that the guy wanted you to do when he was gone. And yeah. you liked everything he suggested.
And I knew I was going to like it. Just don't hassle me.
Wow, is all I'm going to say.
So how was his relationship with all those friends?
It turns out that, like, he was embellishing how close he was to these people. Like, oh, yeah, I'm really good friends with this person, and this person's going to teach me and do these things, and I'm, like, really close to this person. Everyone knows me. And then I go, they're like, wait, who's this guy? Like, a lot of people either knew him by face or...
What a weird situation.
He was a weird dude in the sense. He,
wait, like, Vicky was with a weird dude? No.
I know, right?
This is the first.
Yeah, you're right.
The only. Yeah. But, otherwise. Yeah, that's...
Damn.
It turned out so
you
best.
So you showed him by improving your own social skills and getting out and meeting people and having a better life. You sure?
Yeah.
I'll learn him.
It's the best kind of revenge because you didn't hurt anybody.
Honestly, the best kind of revenge for anything is just improving on yourself and living a better life.
Deep, brah.
Right?
Totally deep.
I may or may not have discovered that when I was drinking.
I like this text. I mean, yeah, improve your life. Sure. That's great and everything. But how about this person? That's when my ex-wife moved out. I dropped 5 brand new designer purses off at Value Village.
Oh, somebody scored.
Whoa. That's a lot of money.
Wow.
Saying goodbye to.
Yeah.
Well, I know your daughter's in the room, BJ.
Yeah, she is. Sarah.
I surprisingly don't really get revenge, but this was back in high school and I broke up with this guy and he decided to get revenge on me and decided to hack all of my accounts. He hacked email. He hacked my Facebook, or maybe it was MySpace because it was so long ago. He pretended to be me on these accounts and, like, comment on people's threads and message people.
Was he saying nice things or was he, like, commenting rude things? Like, shut up, bitch.
He was saying really rude, really rude and really stupid things. So it was probably pretty believable. But then I had to message everyone and be like, sorry. Like, but I mean, I was also not the brightest because my password was I love and then his name. And he knew that. So, yeah, it was not a good day in the Shea household.
Well, no, because I was disturbed, and this was, well, before the therapy kicked in. So, it was a Sunday. I was getting ready to watch a show. It was I was like, oh, this is a great weekend day. I'm so excited. And then this gets dropped in my lap. And I basically terrorized every single one of her friends that I thought may have a clue who did this so that we could get down to the bottom of it. And, I fought with everybody.
It was epic.
Yeah, I was fighting with all of her friends and making some threats because I knew some, I knew the CEO of Xbox at the time. So I said, you realize I can find out who it is because I know a guy at Microsoft and we will track you down IP address style.
I'm friends with Halo, the Master Chief.
Cortana and I are tight, buddy. You better figure this out. It was a beating, and one of her friends, even still, she was just like, she was kind of shaken at how miserable I was. And I know the dude.
Oh yeah,
I know the dude.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And I actually spent time trying to be cool with the dude, which is why, you know what? If there is a car crash, every time I go by it, I hope it's him.
Oh my God.
I'm just a dumb high school kid.
Yeah, well, you know what? One less dumb high school kid again when I drive by a car crash. Sure,
I would hope at this point he's grown up and matured and look back and realize I was stupid.
Still don't have an apology. I feel like, you know what? You got to make it right. You got to make it right with me. No apology. This dude comes around.
It right to you.
He ruined my day.
The Godfather?
He ruined your day.
He ruined my day.
Is that the kiss your ring?
Yeah. I mean, Steve, you're going to understand this when you're just looking for a moment of whatever in your life. You do what you do, and then your daughter's stupid boyfriend goes, and you have to get involved because Sarah was massively emotional. She's like, oh, my God, my life, and I had to handle it. And I was so pissed at this guy. And I think dudes should know, don't F up another dude's day. Don't do that. So,
it ruined your day 15 years ago, though.
Oh, yeah. Still mad about it? Oh, he's a smarmy little bastard.
So if he apologized today, would you accept it?
Oh, yeah, I would accept it because I could be the bigger man once he apologizes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You sound like it. Yes.
Totally, yeah.
Does he need to bring a treat? Like
okay, you know what, Steve? Cookies. Say what you want. Wait until somebody does this to your daughter, and you'll probably cut their foot off. I wasn't that extreme.
Right, then I'll move on. I won't have any ill will towards him after his foot has been removed.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the problem. I never got to cut his foot off, and then so I'm still waiting with the foot cutting device in my hand.
It's time for you to go do it. Let's do it today after the show. We'll track him down. We'll cut his foot off.
A little bastard.
Yeah, I hope someone doesn't cut his foot off and then they like disappear and then all of a sudden now we have like proof that we did it.
Prime suspects, everybody.
Right. Like, I swear I was just joking on the radio. Yeah. Do it. I don't have a
knife.
Well,
you're going to be the prime suspect, but that's all I'm going to say.
I don't even have a knife.
Oh, yeah. Great alibi.
Yeah. How am I supposed to cut a man's foot off without a knife?
Well, you know, listen, use that in court. I'm sure that you'll be fine. Nick wants to say something. He's in Bremerton. Nick, you are on the rock.
Nick.
Hello. Nick, hello. All right, Nick. I guess Nick is gone.
We're coming for you and your foot, Nick.
Yeah, Nick, I'll show you. You'd be that guy.
What if that was the boyfriend?
Yeah, you just scared the crap out of him.
And that would be great if he'd call up the show and apologize.
That would be so cool.
That'd be
and only one of your friends has apologized to me for like actually being part of it. You know, even though they didn't really do it, but they finally apologized because they knew it was a beating. And so that friend I'm cool with. I'm like, you know, that friend I really like.
Yeah,
the rest
make
of them,
him call and apologize to BJ.
I'm sure someone knows him. And if they know him, reach out to him and tell him to call into our show this morning. And at any point, we'll stop down whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
That would be so awkward. I mean, I still know him.
I hope he calls during Todd Peach's segment. Like, we'll be in the middle of, like, doing financial advice. And be like, Johnny from Mercer Island, you're on the line. What kind of financial advice do you need? Well, no, I don't need any financial advice, Todd. I just want to apologize to BJ for ruining his day 15 years ago.
He needs to do that. He really, really does. And he's not allowed in the house, by the way.
Oh. Well, I'm sure, like, Johnny Roberts would have an issue with that, too.
Yes. Johnny Rubbers has met this fella at a party before, and it did not go well.
That's because Rubbers is a good...
Yeah. What happened? Oh, yeah. How? Why didn't it go well?
Because... Well, J. Rubs, first of all, didn't like this dude. And then when he found out this is an ex of mine and we have slept together, he really did not like this dude. And then alcohol was involved. And then I thought J. Rubs was going to kick his ass.
I may have said to J. Rubs, you could kick his ass.
They had to be separated. Oh, it was a whole thing. So I know never to bring the ex around.
Yeah.
I want to know that guy's side of the story of all of this because I feel like there's just a lot of drama.
Well, yeah,
a lot of drama. A party, and now all of a sudden your current boyfriend wants to beat him up.
Yes.
Here's his side of the story, Steve.
Yes.
He's a douche. That's his side of the story. You're hacking into people's accounts. You're causing drama wherever you go. He was a little drama causer. I'm telling you, the kid's a little douche.
Yeah, he is, actually.
And I kind of, I'll be honest with you, I've met his parents.
I'm glad that you're going to finally
be
honest with us.
The bag doesn't fall too far from the Massengale. That's all I'm going to say.
His poor parents.
I'm just saying. I know his parents, and you know what? I mean, I can understand why the kid's the way he is.
Oh, they suck as parents.
Well, I'm going to say I know his parents. Actually, one of them's cool. The other one, you know what? You can find him in the women's aisle. That's where you can find him.
Oh, him.
Yeah, I was going to say his mom's hella cool.
All right, well, thanks for narrowing that down.
Well, you said did him.
You kind of already did there.
You can find him in the woman's aisle. Oh, who else would it be?
Women's aisle.
He's got two dads. I think we were able to put two and two together there.
He could have two dads. Let's just leave it vague.
Well, it's too late now.
Too late.
Yeah, well, there you go. Lovely, lovely child.
I hope he calls in.
Lovely family.
I do, too.
Well, you know, again, all he's got to do is apologize and it's over.
Hey, BJ, I'm sorry. And then he hangs up the phone and we're
Look at Danny. I'm looking at Danny right now because Danny's that kind of kid.
Hey.
Yeah,
Danny's exactly that kind of kid, which is why, you know what, Danny, you're dead to me. Steve, cut his foot off.
Oh, so just texted in. It was me. I'm sorry, BJ. Please shut up about it.
Wow.
That was nice of them. They apologized.
Yeah, look at them. They apologized over text. Totally them.
Okay, Danny, we can't cut your foot off. We have to go hunt this texter down. But we're going to get back to you. Okay, well, you want me to shut up? Fine. Instead, we'll have Todd do some talking because some people got money issues, right? I have a lot of other issues, but maybe you've got money issues and you can call in right now to get them resolved. Talk to KISW's financial advisor, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Todd Peach from BECU, taking your calls and texts at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's this critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.